Is inflation coming back?
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Cameron Afshar, Director of Cameron Afshar Data Analytics Center at DeSales University.
According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, BLS, consumer price index rose by 0.3% in December. This sets the inflation rate for 2019 at 2.3%, which is low on historical basis. However, it is the highest inflation since 2011, when it peaked at 3%. Increases in prices of gasoline by 8% and healthcare by almost 4% pushed the overall inflation in 2019 to 2.3%. There were other interesting price changes in 2019 as well. Beef roast prices rose by 7%. Egg prices actually became 3% cheaper. And computer prices continue to pull down the overall inflation, since this category showed a 15% price drop in 2019. But I'm sure this one will surprise everybody by hearing that new car prices, according to the BLS, rose by only 0.1% last year. That is because, in reality, the price of a new car, if it was the same as in 1997, but built in 2019, without all the additional and improvements deducted from the price, which goes to the joke that the salesman says, "And do you want an engine to go with that car you just bought?" Before the Great Recession, inflation was rising at a pretty healthy rate, reaching as high as 5.6%. However, the recession wiped out that inflation alongside 8.7 million payroll jobs, a booming housing market, more than 500 commercial banks, as well as thousands of other businesses. Prior to the Great Recession, the Fed's major concern was to prevent the rate of inflation from continuing to climb while not killing the labor and stock markets. Well, we know how that one went. While the Fed was behind the eight ball at the beginning of the Great Recession, it rapidly caught up, and to its credit, it then liberally provided credit to the banking system, helping many banks fed off bankruptcy, as it was also rapidly raising the amount of high-powered money in circulation, increasing it by more than fourfold. Still, more than 500 banks disappeared during that period. In the process, the Fed expanded its balance sheet and reduced the rate it makes overnight loans to its member banks to almost zero. It should be noted that during the same period, many European central banks reduced their rates to below zero to encourage member banks to borrow and lend. Unemployment rate now at 3.5%, the economy at full employment, and while the rate of economic growth is dropping, it still presents a potential for higher inflation. Inflation rate over the last 3 months was 3.3%. Significantly higher than 1.8% of the previous 12. Now, add to this all the uncertainties of international markets and politics, and you have a recipe for real inflation. This is Cameron Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.